And look what's in the. Oh boy. Okay, everyone's still hearing me?
Yeah, we're good. Yeah.
So machlokas mechaber amo. What happens if a goy does a bris mila? Mechaber has nothing to do about it. Some say you mean you are yotze, now you yotze. When we discuss the question, ain't sorach? The shakasari says nothing to do about it. But you're not yotze. Others say no, you really are yotze because ain't sorach sounds like you really don't have to do anything about it. This is this discussion, and part of it is found in the. In the Pisgah Tshuva of Kod, hey, not for now. But what's for now is Mumma la Kola Tarakula, right? Or Mumma la Arlus, Dino Kagoy. That's the Chiddush in the Ramah. Is this Chiddush true? So the Evan Ha'oza on the bottom, it should be in your in the Oats of the Prashim somewhere. Do I have it here? Thought I had it here. Yes, it's right here. The ideally, we look for a for an ish, but with the evet and a pinch. And Isha is also good. Isha is also good. Depend upon if you remember the machlokas and masechta avodah zara. Is it atas brisi tishmar, which is woman is not included, or what? Or is it himo yimo, and she's Isha commandam hila dami? That's the machlokas, Rav Yochanan, question out of paskin between the mechaber and the Ramah. Says the Evan Ha'oza. The Machaba passed the Isha Ksheolamu. Command the Yama Himo Yimo. Isha command him Hiladami. Im Kane. Who had didn't move Malachala Torah. The Nikramol. The cat at Brisbane is 8 days old. What, who cares what happens now? Fadaka give Oni Moho Nikra Orel. Ochi Kaimelim Perika Orel Daf Yavamas Ayan Aleph. And give Oni Mohol Ocha Betruma. Do who Orel Mikri. Have a Mumar. Mutalecha betruma, harilav oral hu nechshav. An oral is la'ani truma. A mumar is la'ani truma, not an oral. Bakhar tzarech loma, drama posek man diama, isha psula lamu, lav bas shima brisu, usvir lekedas atos in Sanhedrin ayin beis, the mumar lav ben bris mikri. Akoponim yotzalonu mizeh, the mumma odif namul tfei meisha. Why? Because if you hold that it's based upon brisi tishmar, so then a woman is certainly no good, and a mumma may be no good, according to one opinion of Tosfos in Sanhedrin. And if you hold from hamol yimol, then a mumma should certainly be good. Ad kan the Evan Ha'ozer. Evan Ha'ozer is one of the greatest of all. Poskim, we know, we learned about last year, they have an Oster, and they learned the Psochim. Oh, he's tops. You can't, you don't trifle with him so easily. They have an Oster. Doesn't have that much to say. You know, it's not, we have a whole savior from him. But whenever he says something, you gotta stand up and listen. Okay? So now, after seeing what the Evan Oster had to say about this very, very, very important matter, we have to understand the following. The Gemara in Chav Zayin and Avodah Zorah has Ike Benayu Yisrael Shemesu Echov Machmas Mila. If you hold Atas Prisi Tishmar, he's included. He wants to fulfill the Bris Mila, just can't do it. Pikuach Nefesh. Okay. So the Sefer Ha'itur is Medayek that Mumor La Orlus, what do you mean? Is Leka. In other words, if he's a frumiyid, never the hemophiliacs, so he wants to get the shmishmor. The Gemara says, but that never said that Murla Arlis is Ika, means it's Lekka, it's not included in Brisi Tishmor. It's exactly what the Evan Ha'oza said. That's the Ramah. Look in the Vilna Gaon, Sivkot and Tess. The Bir Agwas of Cotton Tess. Ba'filu Rabbi Yochanan. What does it mean? Oshemum al-Arlos. Ba'filu Rabbi Yochanan. Ulochi kama dafka meisuech machas mila ike benayim. Ba'ala iter. Avotos is shom divir masl ike benayu kosvu lehepech. The Vilna Gaon is always talking in riddles. You have to look inside to see what exactly he is driving at. What do you mean? What does that mean? What does that mean? What do the words mean? Let's take a look. So I have a Gemara Avodah Zara. Let me just pull it out. Chav Zayin Amud Alef. This is very important, Halacha Lemaisa, as we shall see. Ika Benayu Isha. Tema. Amaylo Marika Benaya Mumala Orlus. The man the yam Ravatos species. Tishmar Leka. Shayna Bakal Lishmar. Can I mean him in Perkashalech? Distraught Mumala Bakshira. Kosa Shevesaliam ne Shayna Chavas Liksha. Canamination of our Milam ne Shayna Chavas Limo. Ulamanda Mahimo Yimo. Ika. The Amililiel. Afagab Blom Mahili commanded Mahili Dami. Oh, Marie, the Mumali Olus, Miu Barsh Mires Brisu, Elashena Chofetz. I'm a Miu Barsh Mires Bris, who am Yachbots. We'll be getting on Vixira, Ochikamar, Koshena Vixira, Kloma Shena Makai Mitzvah Sukshartem, and Makaluk Saftem, Vizema Vatal Mitzvah Kshira Mayolov. Tosis is not exactly clear. We're not going to every Prat of Tosis, but suffice it to say, again, let's chazer again. I'm reading the Gemara Masechta Avodah Zarah because you have to understand what's going on over here. All right, for those who saw it already, we're just going to be a quick review of the Gemara. Avodah Zarah on Daf Chav Zayin. Watch. Itmar. Minayin lemila ba'akam shepsula m'shmei the Rav v'atas b'isi tishma Rabbi Yochanan himo yimo Rabbi Avron him Aravim mo v'givonim mo l'kibinayim Man davadim himo yimo l'ika Man davadim b'isi tishma Leka, no Man davadim homo yimo l'ika. What are you talking about? He's considered an Aral. Avron himo is considered an Aral. Nothing k'lam d'lam hilidam Ela y'kibinayim Yisrael shemei su'eko machmas mila v'lo maluhu Man nama v'ika atas b'isi tishma ika, because he wants to be from just as a pikuach nefesh. The man diyama himal imal lecha. He's simply not gemalt. Can't help it. Right? Can't help it. What's that? Aliga benayu isha atas b'isi tishma lecha. Isha labas milahi. Himal imal ika isha commanded milah damya. That's a gemara, basically. So tatosi asakasha tema. Why does it say Mumala Arlus? If Atas Bisi Tishmar Tosis is suggesting over here Leka, why? Because he's not doing it. He's a Mumala Arlus. He refuses to do a Bris Mila. So he's not included in the Shmiras HaBris. Of course, come on, getting to prove that point. Okay. But Himo Yimo Ika. Why? Every Jew, even though he's not Gemal, is commanded Mehilidam, right? All Yisrael are considered Mulim and all Gemal are considered Arelim. That's Tosis Kasha. Omeri, the Mumali Orlus, Miu Bar Shmiras Bris, who? So what does that mean? So Mumali Orlus is going to be good according to everybody. Exactly the opposite of what the Ramah said. The Ramah said that Mumali Orlus is no good according to anybody. And Tosis Murlos is good according to everybody. As the Vilna Gaon says, it is Lehepech. It's Lehepech. Okay, so it's Lehepech. Kamja Bekiva Eger. Let's see what he has to say. Everyone, let's not get frightened by the length of Rebbe Kiva Eger. It's an easy, fairly easy read, and it's very consequential. So let's just go slowly. Okay, I'm with you, Rabbi Akiva, here on the spot. On Tamuali, Midirei Tosis, and Avodah Zarah Ika. As the Rif says, and the Rambam says, and the Mechaber says, and the Torah says, Paskin Kaimel and the Beleka Ishk Shera. Al kaponim in mola ein tzolat avris, v'meila hachinam in mumula arlus. So what's the problem? A mumula arlus is commanded mehili because all Jews are considered mulam, all Goyim are considered arelim, chas nadarim, etc. V'lo ma de tosvis, mayim b'teyavon. It goes to a whole side point. I'm going to skip it. Teyavon, hachas, I'm skipping it a lot, Rabbi Kivegan. Tamuli ala Rama. That's a tosis. Parentheses. Achakach reisi mebir hagoyin ablaliom mivilna. Shekosav ala Rama milos katsoros. Avodas tosis behepich. Vahainu. The medivei harama muchach. Tafil Rabbi Yochanan. Posul. Talav kemihili. Uledivei tosis. After Rav Kosher is considered a Babris, Al Kaponim came in the very Tosus Bruin, the Mumma Lachola Torah Kosher. Tosus is Torah Mumma Lachorlus. The Mumma Lachola Torah should certainly be Kosher. Uva Oroz Arua, Evi Bidak Emotion, Mesubim Bumma. Efsha the Sphere Gamkain, Havim Bechlam Mehili, but the Suffolk Rakim Kaimel Kravar Rav Yochanan. Kememela Lamada Kaimelon. Ishak Shera, Nachinam and Mumu Lachola Torah. Him cannot copone with the Evid Bemal. That's Maran, Machaber. That feel of Akum and Torah of Namris. Ishtis Mukal Coponim Alze Bemumar. After the Gamara Mohammed, the Locos of Trila, Mumu Lachola Torah, Dinak Akum, Bachakach, Yeshom and the Chayav Nachlat of Namris. After the Lomako, the Ramogam came to Mumar, Masha Kosov. Dino ka'akam ha'ina b'mashik overcome l'chuli am apostle. I'm learning over a mall low. Bitzarech iyum. So Rabbi Kivega says, goes against the Ramah. Fine. That's Rabbi Kivega in the original iteration. But then, it's a different print. I assume we have it in a different print. A very, very long, long, long piece. In the middle of that long piece, he quotes the Eben HaOzer. Take a look. If you have it in my print, it says Acha Kach in bold. Kivega, you know, it's towards the end of a Kivega. Acha Kach Matzosi be Eben HaOzer or Achaim Sim the Kuf Peites. The Mivsha Pshita Leder Rabbi Yochanan Muma L'chol HaTorah Kosher. Tu Bet Klal Himo Yimol. The commanding Milidomi, like all Jews. He's arriving of Amos, I am Aleph, I'm an Aleph. I mean, this is very important. Lo tzorich kro, the Pesach, ligiv only mo, the Beklal Orelhu. Af al pikein, tzorich kro mafurish, the Ben Nechor, lo yochal bo, shmos yud beis lem gimel. Harei, the ain of Beklal Orel. The chen betruma, oster begiv only mo, hu meshumud mutter, tos hasham. Ve'ein, that's true. If you open up your Gemara Yavamas, if you have it, Tosus Ayin Aleph, I'm an Aleph. Ve'ein Amoras Das Poselus B'Meiser. The Gears is Ein Amoras Das Poselus Betruma. Betruma. So it says a Beferish that it's okay, that it does not passel from Truma. So Beki Vega quotes to the Evan Ozer, who says exactly this based upon Tosfos. Back to the Beki Vega. For hosif means even also lodun. To be called zamucha the gam the rav kosher lamel. To be klal shmiras bris. The loketos of Sanhedrin ayin beis. To sfeil who the mumain of klal b'nei bris. Behind him in the law mina yikim ben ayin the mumal kol haTorah kula. Ela korcha the gam the rav kosher. The siyem shomer birarnu the avnosa speaking. The mumal kol haTorah the didan the kaimalon ki rabbi yochanan nimal yom utalamu. A korcha torah loma the pasgramo. The Muma Asalamul, Haina mentioned the Pasak, Sham Isha Lotamu, Usfir like a toss of the Sanhedrin, the Mumala Ben Briso, Ulifiz that Sarah Loma, Cost of Ramah, Dino Kinokri, Hainlin Katkila Biyama, when Nira Das Ramah, Miki Radin Isha Ksheira, Rachashina Ladder Acharish, Nias Dietli, Hukaloma came to Kavana Sarama, the Lush and Dino Kinokri, Masha, the Miki Radin Puzzle, the Garmisha. A kabbonim nakitna mia the das godol akronim. Evan Oza, he did a compliment for me. Kibeega calls him godol akronim. Can you imagine that compliment? Wow, godol akronim. I mean, the kabbalah we know about to a pretty big up there. He's called the godol akronim. Amazing. Okay. Yeah. So what did he say? The pshitas the mumma no gorah meisha ilan avshay svil the odif hafilu berav kosher the beklal shmiras brisu. Then adait lismoch b'mumma shemol then sol hatav da bris ken meshas atchak mut olam alay de mumma ken yodid adait. Whoa! You're stuck. Can even use it. We're not finished yet. There's a mumma lekol haTorah kula. He denies everything. Doesn't matter. Watch this. But I in Betshuva, I'm skipping a little bit. If I in bold print, Nishalti, the Yesh Echad Be'ir, Shemefursam, Lemechalel Shabbos Befarhesya, Nebuch. Umol Mumche, Veruba Mechadim Osalamel B'neim, Imelko Shalomel. V'chein Osan Shinimol Oedei Ayodem Tzrichim, HaTavas Nambris. Rabosai, don't think this doesn't happen today. There are people in our yeshiva, Balei Tshuva, who come with this shaila. They were gemalt by a machal Shabbos Mefarhesya 30, 40, 50 years ago. Do they have to have a Tavas Nambris? Not a new question, Rabbi Osai. Kiveg addressed this question. Kosafti, after Mimasha Kosavatash Bas Mitshuva, the machal Shabbos Havi Mumur, Holesa, and the Avodas Karka. Only Avodas Karka. Unbelievable. Chiddush Nifla V'Naira. Kashali Lis Lassas Nifmise. Milsa the Tmiya. Lamatos Yisodazel. Lamatonach of the Apostle. Forget about it. Mikomako. Masha Mefursa Shemakal Shabbos Farhesya. Efsher. And the Yeshu Chanuts Psucha Lisa Lin B'Shabbos. Keno Seel Adarach B'Yom B'Shabbos. U Elu the Haviraki Surah the Rabbanon, he says. You open a store and you go on your horse and buggy. That's all the rabbanans. After Biyoshim Bechanos, Efshad the Kosev Gam came. Hoche Derech Besusim, Efshad should show some teeth to they smoke. Mikomakom, Man Yema the Oslikim, if they are Sora be Israel. Who says? Tim Oslikim Chaverim Kamo, Misper Asar Noshim, Vakulam Yachachal Machal Shabbos. Man yoyed us there. Hello, cool and psuliatus ninu. Af imimorm snake sham shroom, I say. Mikomakom im nodal the cholechad beklam a kala shabbos befarencia. The male chavero of murmim the kal shabbos befarencia. Flonasa befnea sorry sham shame. They're doing the unbelievable kivega. They're doing all the derises in front of their own colleagues. They're all puzzled. You need 10 from Jews. As the machal shabbos. Witnessed by 2 from Jews in the presence of 10 from Jews. Who ever heard of them? V'nired b'fnei asara mumin l'chol Torah enzer b'chol faresim b'asara b'Yisrael. U'lezeroi li'ari Hashem shelo l'chab l'ishkas en l'ma b'no. Aval limchos t'lo yomol emeimo l'acher b'ir o b'eiz en yendochuk lo k'mo shekasafti li'el. The afilu k'mishumen the Meshumin Bechaikana kosher lamu. Efsher, l'inyan mechal l'shabbos b'faresya, mikri t'chak, shelo lasos rivos uktotos. V'akoponim en mechuyev, v'achiyev lachar olivarim chilul shabbos v'mlocha d'araisa ne'asorim b'Yisrael, v'yes tznuim chochmo. If you said it today, they'd say you're an apokoris. Let him a chavul shabbos faresya do a bris milah. But Rabbi Kivegi was the Gdol Achronim, and from our perspective, he said so. He said so. But he just read it. Now, there are many poskim who disagree with one premise. And fortunately, we don't accept Rabbi Kivegi on this premise. Must you have two witnesses say that they saw him in Mechal Shabbos in front of 10 frum people? No. The Marshal says no in Yom Shel Shlomo Baba Kama Paragimel Simen Zayin. Rav Moshe says no. When someone is Yedua gets a Mechal Shabbos of Haresia, you don't need, because Rav Moshe was worried, you can't passel somebody unless you have Edus Befonov. What, you're going to call him in and haul him in and have two witnesses say in his presence, we saw him in Mechal Shabbos? It ain't happening in today's world. So Rav Moshe says you don't have to have that. He's known as Rav Moshe said it's a tremendous kula. This enables us to pass all the weddings of the non-frum. Otherwise, have somebody mamzerim floating around. We have weddings. We always ask the question. We have to deal with it afterwards. Were there any frum people in the audience? And if the answer is no, so we say they're not married. Mikiridin, based on Rav Moshe, that even though we don't have two Adam come tell us that they said Adam in front of this guy that he was Mechal Shabbos, that's never going to happen. You don't have to have that. So in that respect, we do not pass the Kibbeh. No. B'di'evet, by Bala Tshuva, I think we should rely on the Kibbeh, even by a goy, the Mechabes maker. And besides from all that, many say that today, Rabbi Osai, the average Mechal Shabbos is what? Come on, you know the words. A tinok shenishba. And that's why I wanted to get back to Sefer. Thank you, I got it back. The Sefer HaBris. He talks about this, Shaila. Sefer HaBris, Rapurtinsky. Here he says, I mean, let's give you page numbers. Going a little backwards. It starts on Kuf Samach Beis. I'm going to jump to Kuf Ayin Vav for a minute. Kuf Ayin Vav, you know, today, the average mumra is the Tinuk Shenishba. He wasn't taught anything. Most of these people were doctors. Doctors never went to yeshiva. Their parents weren't from. They were these third generations and they didn't know anything. So he wants to sit over here. He's the Tinuk Shenishba. How far back does this go? Oh, it goes back a long, long, long time. Based on the Rambam in the Hilchos Mamrim. I read you the Rambam Hilchos Mamrim. Give me a second to get my Rambam. Hilchos Mamrim Rabosai, very important Rambam in general. Perek Beis Halacha Gimel. There we go. Listen carefully, please. No, this is the wrong Maran Makom. What did he say? Did I read it wrong? Can't be. Excuse me. Paragimel of the Gimel. It's a typo over here. So someone's an apokoris. Oh, Marina Malin, it's terrible. But Bnei Osam Atoim, Ubnei Bneim, Shedicha Osam Avosam, Noldu Beminos V'Gadlo Osam Olof, Ketinik Shenishu Ben Agoyim, V'Gidlu Agoyim Al Dasu Shu Onus, V'Af Al Pi Sheshom Achakach Shai Yehudi, V'Ro Ha Yehudim V'Dasam, V'Yeka Onus Shai Gidlu Al Tausam, Kach Ele Oksam V'Darchem Osam Shetov, Pichach Royal Achziron the Tshuva for limshof osim bedarche shalom at sheyachzul the esan ada haTorah for yamar adam lahorgon. Last four words: don't kill him. So the Chazanish made a big deal out of this, and some said, "What kind of big deal? We just don't kill him, but otherwise it's just as bad as they were." And others say, "No, it doesn't just mean don't kill him. They treat him with all the courtesies that every other from Jew is accorded, because it's not their fault. They're anusim." That's a whole diatribe, a whole polemic, which what the Chazanish really meant, and da 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 da. He said that everyone, well, Bisman Azaz, no one can give tochacha. Two chazanish and Yoredei Simon Beis, not for now. So, calls a whole bunch of people. Okay, well, that's the Sefer Bris, page Kufayin Vav and on. That's about the Tina Shanishva aspect. But going back to Kuf Samach Beis, was a fascinating Beis Yosef. Listen to this. The Beis Yosef is in Yoredeya, Simon Reish Yud Zion, Sif Mem Aleph. Oral Yisrael's Bechlal Mulin. That's exactly what Rabbi Kivega was screaming. And Evan also was screaming. Oral Yisrael is called as Hilchas Nadarim, by the way. Reish Yud Zayin Sif Mem Aleph. I have to look it up. He's considered to be Nemo. Right? What's the case? Meisu Machmas Mila. Aha. If that's the impression, maybe only Meisu Machmas Mila is considered to be a Nemo, but not a Mumala Arlus. How do you know? So if you look in the Reish Yud Zayin, let's open it up. It's in a regular Yoredeya. Should be able to find it. Reish Yud Zayin Sif Mem Aleph. Nodar Meharelim. Also, Mule Umos Ha'olam Umutor Ba'arele Yisrael. Chabad passes this way. Okay. Mutor Ba'arele Yisrael. No ands, no ifs, no buts. Mutor Ba'arele Yisrael. Yeah. In the Beis Yosef, he says that Mesu Machmas Mila. Rashi Nadorim Laman Aleph Mid Beis. Get Mumalos. It sounds like it's not that way. Sounds like it's not that way. If you look on the bottom of the Beis Yosef in the Ha'oros, Ha'agos Ha'oros in the Machon Yerushalayim edition, was the Mishnah LeMelech, Chukos Malachim, Perek Yud, Halacha Zayin. I have the Rambam here. Now hold on a second, please. Hilchos Malachim, Perek Yud, Halacha Zayin. Yeah. So you can find it. This is pretty humongous. Whoa, keeps going and going and going. It's in here somewhere. Beis Yosef, on the foot on the bottom, quotes it, that he's not an oro. And Rabbi Kiva Eger, right over here, Rabbi Kiva Eger on Reish Yud Zayin Sif Mem Aleph Umuta Bareli Yisrael Kosa Beis Yosef Daka Bemesu Echem Achas Mila Avalo Bemumar Larelus Haprichodesh B'Sefer Mayim Chaim Hisig Vela the Kol Sheinu Lahachis B'Chlal Mulimu. That's remember Rabbi Kivega, that we skipped that part in the Rabbi Kivega and Reish Tamachdal. The Lahachis But even if it is, even if it would be, I'm asking you a shayla. Are there the hachas today? It's hard to find the hachas next today. They're just, you know, they're just the teyava. They don't care. It's hard to say they're the hachas. Don't know. It's interesting. The is the Yerushalmi. This is found over here in the Sefer Abris on page Kuf Samach Dalet. I'll get it back to you, Rabosa. I know I just now have to shuttle diplomacy. I need this for myself. You'll go back and forth. Okay. Reish Samach Dalet. Yerushalmi. Yevamos Perek Ches Halacha Aleph. Himo Yimol, Hamo Yimol, Mikan, the Yisrael, Orel, Shlo Yomol, Atshe Yomol. You understand? Lo Yomol, he shouldn't circumcise somebody else until he first gets circumcised himself. Okay? And he quotes a Medrash Rabbah, Yisrael, Orel, Enomol, Kavachoma, Akum, Orel. So what does that mean? What is this Yerushalmi all about? What does it mean? Sounds like the Ramah. The Ramah said, Muma la'orlus, shouldn't be a male. Quotes the Oros Ruah. He says, yes, this is Simon Sadi Zion. Even though a Meshumud is a Ben Bris and is Hamo Yimo, he may do it Shalol Lishma. Oh, whole different story. What kind of, who cares about Shalol Lishma? You don't understand what the Rosh was talking about. Who cares? We don't, we pass, you don't need Lishma. You know, especially for what we call an 8 day old. But that's what the Rosh Hashanah says. Okay. Maybe he holds a pshat in that Tosis Yeshana that we had in Yevamos. That you don't need lishma because the Omer al Gabav makes it lishma. That's not the push up shot that we had. Maybe. Maybe. He quotes the Marashal, the Yamshal Shom Yavamas Perakes Simon Vav, the Nemo the Rafua Velo Lishem Torah Smila Klal. And he requires Hatovas Namris. Why is the chidush in the floyim? Oh, I'm trying to read you where these what pages these are on. Choo choo. He quotes a Tosis Yishonim, his page Kuf Samach Vav. Quotes a Tosis Yishonim. Now, it's the Ruah Zwab Elishma. Where is this? One second. Simon Sadi Zayin. Oh, it's the Ruah Simon Sadi Zayin. On the top of page Kuf Samachay. And you saw Meshumalo Yodana Mayidon Ba. The Choran Nirash Yochel Amo Lamanda Matas Misi Tishma Re Mitzuva. Lamanda Himo Yima Re Mo. Fakanami Mistaba De Lo Kama Ikema Yisrael Meshumun. O Shema Lo Matsi Moel Meshum De Lo Moel Lishma. What kind of Lishma? We don't need Lishma. That's the top one of page Kuf Samachay. On Kuf Samach Vav, in this beautiful Sefer, he writes as follows. Need Lishma? What's going on? Who needs Lishma? You don't need the Mila Lishma. The Ravid says so. The Ramban seems to agree. Take a look at the Vilna Gaon over here. In Reish Samach Dalet, Sif Kotten Gimel. Sif Kotten Gimel. The it says in Shulchan Aruch, Hakoksher lamal afilu over ever afilu isha afilu cotton. As the villain of cotton, she ain't circle shma. Some big amavad azara. If you needed lishma, then a cotton would be no good. We passed, you don't need lishma. What's the azara talking about? That's a question which is raised over here. You don't need the lishma. So what's the azara want? Doesn't know. So he says at the bottom of Kuf Samach Vav, the last few lines, Tos Yisham Ben Vav, Yishlam the Hosam Odev Tfed Vish Yisrael Omen Al Gavav, Mavua the Svirlu, the Gam Rabbi Yossi Tzorach Mila Lishma, Rak Dai Bekavonas Ha'akum, Bekavonas Omen Al Gavav, Afilik Shamoel Melchav L'Shem Agrizim. That's how there's Pshat in that Tos Yishanim. I'm not sure, is that really the Pshat? I don't know. But then he has the next page, Reish Kuf Samach Zayin. Most Rishonim say, you don't need Lishma. So what are the other Arzaruah Safek? Who cares? What's the difference? Even a guy can do it. Right? So what's going on over here? Either stumble Lishma, you don't need Lishma. Yeah. What's the Rambam bring a subject as a rule of a mumar? Because he holds it only the Shema. But Stam is kosher. So why is he machmir? That's his question. Pashas of Yosef does not require the Shema. Means you don't have to have the Shem Hashem. Sheikh of the Machshafto Kedushas Hashem is Baruch Latinic Animal. That you don't need. Avot Sarach Shiyom L'Shem Maisa Mila. She is sure a mole, for locum is asek bialmo. Whatever that means. A whole long discussion over here. Keep turning pages. So that's the question. Do you need any kavana whatsoever? Then he quotes, as I told you before, from the Marashal, second, Yam Shlomo Chulin. The Kitzer today. It seems to me that we have a right to be making on the Shaila. We can make on the Shaila. If a person had a bris mila done by a Mechal Shabbos before Hesya when he was 8 days old. Because even the Mechal Shabbos before 8 days old knows there's such a concept of a bris. Everyone knows about the concept of a bris. Not Mechatech Basa B'Yalma. Like, you know, this... And between you and me, the Marshal's lashon is that Nima l'refuah v'lo l'shem Torah's mila klal. I don't know. It seems to me that you may have an MD degree, but the average person today, even he's not from, he knows about the concept of a bris mila. Why shouldn't he have that in his mind as well? Even his primary intention is medical. And he goes further than that. He says like this: if you're a tinuk shenishba, and according to the Azarua, lomar lishma, enaf nafkamina won't help. The sof kol sof, eno mamin ve'eni odeh lomar lishma. If the tinuk shenishba, he never heard of bris mila, so according to the Ozeruah, it'll still be a suffix. So I'm saying our Tinish and Ishmael are different. They know about mila. There's no one today, everybody knows about mila. If not from our enemies, we're trying to say we shouldn't do it. They're trying to outlaw it. Everybody knows that there's such a concept of ritual circumcision. It doesn't exist I thought when he writes a Kufay involved that according to Azrua would be no good is not true. He knows what the bris is. Fine. Atkan, part one of today's shiur. Well, took too much longer than I thought, but okay. You put away safe for a bris, I'll try to get it back to you. Okay. Now, you ever hear Mesechta Geirin, Mesechus Geirin? It's printed in the back, the Smechus Tanis. So I have. I went to the library and took out Mesechus Geirin with the Pirush of Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Woohoo. Figure out, I can't do what could be better than that. So in Perek Bey's Halacha Aleph of Mesechus Geirin, Yesh Ger Nimel Ben Shmona. What? Ger Nimel Ben Shmona? Come on, you know it's not true. A Ger, there's no such thing. What are you talking about? You don't understand it. How can it be? Ger? No one understands what this is all about. It's a Pella Otsum. No one knows. So, there's a sefer called Mishnah Sager. We talked about this question. How can it be? Not only that, there's even a Rambam, which has a different girsa, which causes problems. The Beis Yosef quotes his girsa. The first Beis Yosef in Reish Samaches, I put on the Marma comments. The very beginning. Beis Yosef, Reish Samaches at the very beginning. Says as follows. Watch this. Quotes the Rambam in Perek Aleph, Mila Alocha Zayin. Ger Shenichas Zekal Yisrael, Chayav Mila Tchila, V'mog Shoyagoy, Tzorech Lahat, V'imenu Dam Bris, B'yom, Hashmini Shenizgayer. Frek the Beis Yosef, Shmini? What? What do you find a ger requires Shmini? Kilim ol osam miyad. She mitzvah lo mashina. Vitzorach iyun. Pilei ploim. So then the bottom it says it's the wrong gear. So tos so fair. The frank around of the word is not there. No. No. Doesn't say. Bayom ha-shmini shenizgar. Bayom shenizgar. The word shmini was added. It's not there. If you look at our Rambams, Franklin Rambams, you'll see it's not there. Hilchos Mila. Perek Av Halacha Zayin. Ger Shenichas Zekai Yisrael Kayav Mila B'tchila. The moksha b'goy tzor hatam ena dam bris kishen nizgayer. That's it. He has two extra words. What? Biyom. What? Biyom hashmini kishen nizgayer. We don't know where the words biyom hashmini came. It's a typo. Bit typo. So we're gonna. But all right. So it's a typo in the Rambam. What do you do with Seches Geirin? What's going on over here? So the Sefer Mishnah Sager has some fascinating lumdus over here. Watch this. He quotes someone never. Hagoyin of Michal Zolti. What did he say? Came in the Kaiblan Gersh in this guy, Shinola Dami, Olav Lahamtin Ches Yomim, Ala Tavas Nambris.
Wow!
You imagine that? Once you accept him, it's like a new, he's already a newborn from then. Gotta wait 8 days for that Tavas Nambris. So the Rambam only said the eighth day by Tavas Nambris. Gershon Olad Mol, according to that Gersa. according to that gerusin. Not a regular gay, don't have to wait. It's a fancy dancy. Quotes here of Yaakov Kamenetsky and Emes Yaakov. Knisoso la'adas Yisrael nasa shinui godol begufo v'nafsho v'dino kamo shecholtsoso chama shetzorach lahamten milamulo zayam es li'es. Wee! That's the Rambam in the old Gersa. Wee! If somebody is sick, you have to wait a whole week, 24/7. So when the person converts, it's a more dramatic change to his body and his soul. These are all wild ideas. I'm just telling you the quotation. This safe is it's in the Bezin room. I think, unless it's on my desk. Could be left it on my desk. You can get into my office. You can get Mishnah Sager. It's not there. Could be it's, I don't know. I think I left it on my room. I don't think it's there, yeah. I did not expect to be away for so long. But you can get the security, you get into my room. I'm pretty sure it's on the desk. Page Samach Zayin in Mishnah Sager. Fantastic sefer. He quotes these wild ideas from Gedolei Olam, who are trying to defend this mistaken girsa in the Rambam, which is also found a little bit in Maseches Gerim. Then he quotes something amazing like this. Listen carefully. Like this. The Rambam is only by Tofa Zambris. Shemase HaTofa Eino Me'iko Mase HaGeris Ele Mitzvah Bialma. Remember the Rashash we had last week? The Rashash says you have to have HaTofa Zambris like the same as any other newborn Jew needs a Mila. So a Ger has to have HaTofa Zambris in that case because he's like a newborn Jew born again. Aber b'shar gerim kevin shekol zman shelo nimlo nochri gomeru om yesh lo molo miyad yom rishon u'mashor tzrichu la'atef dan bris b'yom ha'shmini l'ki mitzvas mila shen l'shita sarambam din b'yom ha'shmini eno l'ikuva v'chol kotn shenimlo toch shmona ein tzorach atef dan bris. That's what the Shulchan Aruch said. You know, we skipped it before. I was trying to save time, not going into the lumpness about it. There is a 1 second. This is not the time to go into the length. We're not learning Hilchos Milah now. But since it's brought up over here in this context, Simon Reish Samach Beis Ramosif Aleph. Over Umo Balaila Tzorach Lahachsel Hatim Menadam Bris. Molotov Shimona Yomim. Ubiyom Yotza Inonina Tafas Dambris. We have to assume, we have to hope and pray that any meal that was done in the hospital was done by day. Now you can run into trouble in the winter time, you know, but usually they don't do things at night after a certain hour. What's the difference? Reb Chaim Brisk says that Hatofas Dambris is Pasul Balaila. So, if you did a Mila Balaila, you got a new Hatofa. But the 8-day rule is only for Mila itself, not for Hatofas Dambris. So Hatofas Dambris can be done. I mean, if a guy did a Mila before the 8th day, so there already was Hatofas Dambris. The meal was puzzle, whether you can make it up or not. That's the whole story. Ain't sorrow this. But the Hatavas Dambris was kosher. So that's a fascinating thing. This is the pshat over here. I'm reading you again from the Mishnah Sager, page Samach Zayin. Shina Sarama Din Yom HaShmini Eno Likuva Chokotin Shanimo Toch Shmoni Toch Hatavas Dambris. We saw that in the Ramah already. Fine. Then he quotes from Rav Menachem Zemba, a more familiar name. But Milas Ager is different. Why? Milas Ager is not, it's only a Hechsher mitzvah, l'knisa l'kai yistro. It's not mitzvah smila. It's ain't a bichlal ha'amah v'pasuk of Yom HaShvini Yom HaSar HaLoso. Atavas Dan Bris, its whole essence is ki mitzvah smila, not a Hechsher Kabbalah's Gerus. Tanai b'chalos Gerus should fulfill all the protein. Yom HaShvini l'geruso will be Yom Davka b'lo b'layla. These all wild ideas, Rabbi Osai, defending a what we'll call, forgive the expression, the wrong girsa in the Rambam. Fine. That's how we pass on the halacha. Now, we have a little few minutes left. Let's just try to cover as much ground as we can. We're in the Tzimin Reish Samaches, Tasif Katan Aleph. We've been there before. Revisit it again. The Torah calls the Rach Elo Takonim. Hikshiravim. What do you mean? If you marry a Jewish woman, who cares if he's been a guy, the kid's kosher? The Bach, the Tazah Shver, my Nafkamina, is not called the Bar Aramo. Nafkamina for Shiduchim. For Shiduchim. Okay? That's one Nafkamina. The Bach also suggests his daughters. His daughter's Aksheiras the Kahuna. If you have a girl whose father is a guy and whose mother is Jewish, she should not marry a Kohen. Don't talk about that at the beginning of, not the beginning, the middle of a Sechti Yavamas on the Maram Akomas. But this guy is not considered to be a guy for that purpose. The preacher has an Afkamina for the children. What does that mean? They don't require a Pinyon Aben if he married a Kohenes. A Kohenes who married a guy, the Mefurash Gemara, the child requires Pinyon Aben. We have a general rule. If the father or the mother is a Kohen or a Levi, no Pinyon Aben. Interesting, amazing idea. If a Leviah marries a guy, there's no Chiyuv Pinyon Aben. Because his mother's a Leviah. A Kohenes marries a guy, there is a Chiyuv Pinyon Aben. How? When she married the guy, she lost her status as a Kohenes in good standing. It's a Mefurash Gemara. All that I'm telling you. So the preacher says, this fellow, if he married a Kohenes, so the child would not require Pinyon Aben, as opposed to a guy in a Kohenes requires Pinyon Aben. Or, amazing, we'll come to this. The Havamin would be, he's worse than a guy. As a preacher. Yeah. Let's open the preachers. One more minute, okay, Rabbi? One more minute. What's that? Look on the preacher, please, the cut and base. The cut and base. Tema, Pshita Zarakosha, even if he's a guy. Nafkamina and Mavlad Basha, no, the Israelis. The Basha is Kshera, the Kahuna. Fine. That's number one. Number two. Dafka Akam Gomer Abal Bas Yisrael Vlad Kosher. This is this one. Rachmona Afkare Lazare. The Akam. Vavlad Nechshav Kilu Bo Kuba Mitzad Yudas. This is the week, no? What do you call it? Immaculate Conception. Oh, for those who know what the Goyim has devout Catholics are celebrating this week. Rabbi Sai, we don't talk about these things too much. I just couldn't resist that line over here. Ki'ilu kula mitzad yaz. There's no father here. He means halachically there's no father. Not biologically there's no father. Okay? That's this. He's a total guy. Avozesh and his guy are tzas. The leka lemeimar hochi. Havamina de gora. Milahu akum. Kamash lor minar hochi. Kegera gomer and choshem lina zaro. Oh, Nafkamina, get mitzvah v'adom in the door shlishi. Yos Nafkamina Pinyon Aben, as I told you before. You rattled up a bunch of Nafkaminas from this important day. I really wanted to finish everything and start tomorrow with and Wednesday right away with the Ethiopians. I have a couple of small little items. And that's all. Mishnah on Wednesday, we're going to begin Rabbi Shlusha Sefer, Nidchei Yisrael Yochanes. But I thought it would be the beginning of Wednesday Shir, but things take longer than I think. And we'll have it be the middle of Wednesday Shir. Okay, Rabbi Osai? So, but Wednesday and Thursday, so far, still 1:15, unless there's a need to change that. Okay, so bye, everybody.